Hi, everyone. My name is Mark Donnell, and I'm running for the office of mayor of Silver City. I've been a physician at Gila Regional Medical Center for the last 22 years and have been a resident of the town of Silver City for more than 20 years. I'm originally from San Jose, California, back when the surrounding countryside was mostly made up of fields and orchards. Unfortunately, nowadays, the orchards are gone, replaced by endless homes and shopping centers. I grew up being very active in the Boy Scouts, and I earned the rank of Eagle Scout towards the end of high school. I attended college at the University of California at Riverside and graduated in 1974. I went on to medical school at the Medical College of Wisconsin in Milwaukee, formerly known as the Marquette University School of Medicine. After graduation, I trained for 2 years in the field of neurosurgery at the LA County USC Medical Center. It was a huge 24-story, 2,000-bed hospital that saw more than 1,000 patients a day in the emergency department and had more than 40 operating rooms. Helicopters landed around the clock on the roof of the building, and quiet moments were rare. After 2 years, I realized that neurosurgery was not for me. The results were just too depressing. It turns out that if you need surgery on your brain, you often do poorly afterward. I switched to the field of anesthesiology and was accepted into the training program at UC San Diego. After completing my residency, I began my medical practice at a small hospital in the California desert and spent 10 years there. Towards the end of that period, I began to realize that due to overpopulation and lack of adequate water, California was not likely to be a nice place to live for the rest of my life. I began to look all over the Southwest for a new place to call home. Silver City was the place I chose, and I'm expecting to be here for the rest of my life. Since my arrival here, I've been the chief of anesthesia at the Gila Regional Medical Center for most of the last 22 years. In addition, I've held most of the medical staff leadership positions at the hospital at one time or another, including being chief of the medical staff. I'm also an adjunct faculty member at Western New Mexico University and have taught several courses over the last 20 years. I consider education to be the foundation for success in life, and this will be the third consecutive year in which I have personally funded two $2,000 academic awards to students for excellence in physical science at WNMU. I've developed many skills during my career that will help me as mayor of Silver City. I can talk with people, individually or in large groups, and more importantly, I can listen to them and can usually understand their concerns. I can look at both sides of controversial issues, and I'm usually able to find a compromise in order to reach an agreement. I've announced my retirement from medicine effective April 4th, 2016, and thereafter will have the time and energy to represent this town, both locally and around the state of New Mexico. I believe that most people would describe me as logical, practical, calm under pressure, reliable, honest, and trustworthy. I treat others as I would want to be treated by them. I'm fiercely independent, and I'm not accepting any donations to my campaign for mayor. I have no pet projects to pursue, nor am I involved with any special interest groups. I speak Spanish, although I'm far from fluent. I will bring a fresh outlook to town government, and I will work to promote new businesses and new events within the community. When we need state funding, I will go to Santa Fe and meet with legislators. Only through personal contact are we most likely to have our requests funded in Santa Fe. I want to work to continue to make Silver City a great place to live for everyone, and I ask for your vote in the upcoming election. You can vote in person at the town offices on Broadway beginning Tuesday, January 26th, through Friday, February 26th. You can vote by mail after picking up an absentee ballot at the town offices, or you can vote in person on Election Day, March 1st, at the Silver City Women's Club. I ask for your support in making Silver City a better place for everyone.